Welcome in. Today we're building a proper DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB Raga elements, sirens, dubby space and a drop that makes people want to pull it up. And I want you to remember the main idea for this whole lesson. A DJ intro isn't just some drums before the tune starts. It's a mix-friendly runway that still builds tension in clear sections, so the drop feels inevitable. We're going for a 32-bar intro around 170 BPM, stacked in layers every 8 bars. Then we hit bar 33 with the full chapter change. Full drums, sub, bass line, the works. Alright, let's set up clean and fast. First, set your tempo to 170 BPM. Anywhere from 160 to 175 is classic jungle territory, but 170 is a sweet spot for learning, because everything feels familiar. Now make a few tracks. You want separate lanes so you can stack energy without everything stepping on each other. Create a MIDI track for drums tops, another MIDI track for drums kick and snare, an audio track for break tees, an audio track for Raga Vox, a MIDI or audio track for siren and FX, and optionally, a MIDI track for intro bass, but we're going to keep it extremely minimal, more of a hint than a real bass line. Now select all those intro elements and group them. Command G or Control G, and name the group Intro Bus. This matters, because a DJ intro is basically one unit, something the DJ can ride and blend. Grouping lets you glue it, eck it, and control it like it's one tool. Quick coach tip before we write notes. Think like a DJ. In the first 8 to 16 bars, what matters most is not big sound. It's transients, hats, rim, snare tick, anything that makes the timing obvious. If you blur the timing with huge reverb tails or overly wide effects, beat matching gets harder. So we're chasing clarity first, hype second. Also, go into arrangement view and drop locators right now. Put them at bar 1, 9, 17, 25, and 33. Label them tops, KS, T's, tension, drop. This tiny habit keeps your arrangement from turning into an endless vibe loop. Pool. Let's build bars 1 through 8, the mixable core. On drums tops, load a drum rack. Choose a closed hat that's short and crisp, an open hat that has some air, and optionally a shaker or a ride if you want more movement. Keep it simple, write a 2-bar loop first. Put the closed hat on 1/8 notes, or if you prefer, that classic step feel. Emphasize off beats. Either way, aim for a steady grid the DJ can lock to. Now the open hat. Here's a very jungle-friendly move. Put it every second bar on the end of 4. That little lift at the end of a phrase signals forward motion, without cluttering the mix. Duplicate that 2-bar loop until you have 8 bars. Now humanize. Select the MIDI notes and vary velocities somewhere between 50 and 90 is a good beginner range for hats. You're not trying to make it random. You're trying to make it breathe. Then add swing. Open the groove pool and try something like swing 16-65, but use it lightly. Groove amount around 10 to 20%. If you go too far, your intro will feel drunk instead of rolling. Now we add space, but not the washy kind. Go to your intro bus group and add EQ8 first. High pass around 30 Hz to remove rumble. That rumble eats headroom and makes the drop less dramatic later. If it feels muddy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz. That's the zone where a lot of box lives. Next add echo. This is your dub DNA, but controlled. Set time to a quarter note or an eighth dotted. Dotted delays are especially jungle, because they bounce around the grid in a playful way. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter the echo, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz, so the repeats don't fight your hats and don't create low-end fog. And keep dry slash wet around 8 to 15%. We want a rinse, not a waterfall. Then add glue compressor, subtle. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If it's pumping, it's too much for an intro, so bars 1 to 8 should now feel like clean, rolling tops, a bit of dub space, and super mixable. Now bars 9 through 16, we introduce the kick and snare foundation. On drums kick and snare, load another drum rack. Put your kick on beat 1. Put your snare on beats 2 and 4. In this fast tempo, that still reads like that classic DNB backbone. Now add ghost notes. Put very low velocity snare hits just before 2 and 4 like a 1/16 note ahead. Velocity around 15 to 35. This is a huge old school trick. It adds urgency without feeling busy. Processing on this track. EQ 8 first. If the kick needs it, a small bump around 60 to 90 Hz. Keep it gentle, because the intro is not where you win the sub war. For the snare, a little body around 180 to 220 HC and some presence around 3 to 5 kHe. Again, gentle, then add drum bus, drive maybe 5 to 15%, boom at 0 to 10%, and be careful boom in the intro can make it feel like the drop arrived early. Adjust damp so it doesn't get harsh and crispy. Teacher note, you actually want the kick to feel slightly restrained here. People often make the intro slam, then the drop has nowhere to go. Your drop should win by contrast. Now we tease the break, but we do not commit yet. That's bars 9 to 16 as well. Drag a break onto break tease. Could be a minish, thinkish, or any chopped break you have rights to use. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve 1/60 or 1/8 depending on how crispy you want it. Make sure the transients feel tight if you hear flamming against your program drums. Fix the warp markers now. Break tightness is everything in jungle. Add auto filter. Put it on low pass. Start the cutoff around 500 to 800 HC. Resonance around 10 to 20%. Now automate the filter opening slightly across bars 9 to 16, moving from roughly 600 HC up toward 2 to 3 kHz. That's the tease. It whispers break work incoming, without turning the intro into the main section. Optional but powerful variation. Make a break shadow layer. Duplicate the break to another track, high pass at around 300 to 600 HC. Keep it very quiet under the tops. That gives you urgency without giving away the full drop. Alright, bars 17 through 24, Raga Elements. This is where the crowd starts listening. Add 2 to 4 vocal shots on Raga Vox. Think pull up, rewind, champion, run D track. Short, punchy, like punctuation. Timing, put one at bar 17 beat 1. That's your announcement. Put another around bar 20 beat 4, like a pre-lift, and leave space. Raga vocals hit hardest when they aren't constant. If you place them back to back, you lose that sound system impact. Now process the vocals. EQ 8, high pass 120 to 180 HZ. If it's harsh, reduce a bit around 4 to 7 kHZ. Then echo. 8th dotted is a great starting point. Feedback 25 to 40%. Dry slash wet 10 to 20%. Filter your echo so it doesn't clutter lows and highs. If you want a little grit, use Redux very lightly or better, use Saturator. A fast sound system chain that stays stock is EQ 8, then Saturator drive 2 to 5 dB with soft clip on. Then optional gate if the sample is messy, then echo. Now a big arrangement rule that keeps beginners from overdoing it. One hero element per 8 bars. In bars 17 to 24. Your hero is the Raga vocal moment. Everything else supports it. Next, bars 25 through 32. Pre-drop tension and stacking. We'll build a siren fast with stock synth. On Siren FX, load wave eatable. Use a simple sine or basic waveform. Assign an LFO to pitch. Rate at 1/4 or 1/8. Amount small to medium. You want that classic Wii U movement without it sounding like a cartoon. After the synth, add auto filter. Try band pass for that nasal siren tone, or low pass if you want it darker. Automate the filter frequency upward into the drop, so it feels like it's opening. Extra trick that adds energy without getting louder. Add auto pan after the siren. Amount 20 to 40%. Rate half a bar or one bar. Then keep the siren slightly quieter than you think. Movement reads as hype even at low volume. Now the stacking checklist across bars 25 to 32. At bar 25, add a quiet snare roll. Simple 1/16 notes. Automate velocity rising so it feels like it's pulling forward. At bar 29, open the break filter more and add a crash or impact. At bar 31, do a classic fake out. Mute the kick for one bar, just one. That gap is psychological. When the kick comes back at the drop, it feels massive. And here's a really effective DJ trick. The micro vacuum right before the drop. On the intro bus, add utility. In the last quarter beat of bar 32, automate the gain down by 3 to 6 dB, then snap it back right at bar 33. It's tiny, but in a club it feels like the air gets sucked out for a split second. Then the drop hits harder. If you want an even more dramatic old-school move, try the pull-up fake drop 2 bars before the real one. At bar 31 beat 1, slam a crash and a vocal-like rewind. Then bar 31 beats 2 through 4, mute drums, let the echo tail hang. Bar 32. Sare roll and riser. Bar 33. Real drop. That's crowd bait, in the best way. Before we drop, do two quick quality checks. First, make the intro quieter on purpose. Not weak, just controlled. Clarity over loudness. If you're chasing loudness in the intro, your drop loses drama. Second, check mono compatibility. On the intro bus, set utility width to 0% temporarily. If your hats disappear or your groove collapses, you rely too much on stereo tricks. Bring key rhythm elements more central, and keep stereo for ear candy like delays and little effects. Now, bar 33, the drop. On the downbeat, bring in full drums. That means your kick and snare plus your full break layer if you have one ready. Bring in sub and bass line. And reduce intro-only effects so the mix clears up when the main section arrives. If you want a quick stock punch chain on your main drum group, drum bus with drive around 10 to 25%, then glue compressor doing maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction maximum, then EQA to clean low mid mud around 250 to 400 Hz. And remember the contrast rule. Intro has less low end, less density, more teasing. Drop has full low end, full drums, and usually less echo wash so it feels direct and violent. Common beginner mistakes to avoid as you build. Don't put too much sub in the intro. DJs need clean low end to layer with the previous tune. Don't drown it in reverb. Echo with filtering keeps rhythm readable. Don't make the structure random. You want clear 8, 16, 32 bar signage. Don't let the intro be louder than the drop. Leave headroom so the drop wins. And make sure your break warping is tight, or you'll get flams and missy groove. Now a quick mini exercise you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Make a 16 bar intro version. Bars 1 to 4, hats only. Bars 5 to 8. Add kick and snare. Bars 9 to 12, add the filtered break tease. Bars 13 to 16, add two ragga shots, a siren rise, and do the one bar kick mute right before the drop. Export just the intro and ask yourself three questions. Can you count it easily in eights? Is the low end clean enough to sit over another tune? And does the drop point feel like a new chapter, not just slightly louder?